Proclamation number 6658 of 30th of September, 1956. Acknowledge God before passing away. Come all to me. No matter what spiritual state you are in, you will always find help if you desire it. And therefore my word is conveyed to you, which you can use to strengthen yourselves at any time, which will always become a source of strength for you if you willingly listen to it and try to comply with it. My word will give strength to those of weak faith, and it will also be most precious to those who are already mine, who are strong in faith and love. And my word can also touch a person's heart who is faithless if only he allows himself to be addressed without resistance. Then the effect of my word can be that he becomes thoughtful and his will to defend himself decreases, for my word always has a powerful effect where there is only no open resistance. For this reason I will also occasionally address the faithless through my messengers if they don't show any open resistance, always in the hope that they will remember it one day and revive my words in them again. But just as I also make use of a person's temporary weakness of faith to come before them myself and address them, although always through my servants who let me speak through them. And such open words can considerably contribute to the strengthening of faith, which every human being urgently needs. You humans are all in need of help, whether you are of weak or strong faith, for you have not yet attained the strength which relieves you of all earthly adversity, because you are all severely harassed by the enemy of your souls, who has been so conspicuously active lately that even my own will not remain untouched. And there is no better antidote to his activity than my word, which is the emanation of strength from me and therefore also the best help against him. Anyone who willingly listens to my word is immune to his influence. And therefore my adversary makes good use of this time when the human being shuts himself off from my word. Therefore, when you are oppressed by evil power, only take refuge in me by allowing yourselves to be addressed by me, by immersing yourselves in my word and depriving it of the strength to resist his oppressions. The will to hear me myself already displaces him, and my word is the best means of protection against his temptations and attacks. My own usually take this path to me of their own accord when they are in spiritual or earthly adversity. But I also call out to the weak in faith as well as to the faithless, come to me when you are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. In every affliction you should come to me, i.e., send a thought to me which I recognize as a cry for help and also come to your aid. Therefore I say you will all experience my help, no matter what spiritual state you are in, if only you turn to me. And I especially appeal to those who don't believe in me that they should nevertheless make an attempt to call upon the one for help in unusual distresses, whom they refuse to acknowledge. I am not resentful, I will also come to their aid in order to reveal myself to them. For I want to win the lost for myself even before the end has come. For this reason I also use seemingly cruel means for which you humans cannot explain yourselves. But if I only achieve a call for me when completely faithless people sent such a call to me, then these means will not have been in vain, and they themselves will recognize the blessing of that adversity even if they are taken from this earth. But I myself have been able to address them and have been heard by them, and now I can lead them further on the path of ascent. If only I achieve that I am acknowledged before the departure from this earth, then the soul will be saved, then my adversary will have lost it for good, then the resistance will be broken, and then it can slowly ascend to the ascent in the kingdom of the beyond too. And therefore I speak constantly unto all. Whoever lets himself be addressed by me is saved, and over whom my adversary has lost the power and the right. He is mine and will remain so for all eternity. Amen.